Blog Talk Radio.
Is the computer buffering?
No.
Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bum God, live on the Off-Ramp, March 9th, 2023. Welcome to the Off-Ramp, a show for the people, by the people, that invite the people to show with me and my folks get together right about the week's mathematics. She was popping in these streets. She was popping in the hoods. Hope everything's good in your hood. Hope you have peace. Hope you have good spirits. Hope you got good energy around you, and all that good stuff. It's been a crazy last couple of minutes. I just found out my uncle died, and it's always weird when not to get too deep into it, and not to get dark before the show really starts. But I've grown up in family situation where. Like, the family I'm related to, like, again, I've told y'all this before. Everybody loves me. It's not like I ever felt like I wasn't loved. But the family I was related to got really deep in the religion, and they really stopped hanging with me because I wasn't part of the religion. Then it was my dad, my stepdad side of the family. They all loved me, but you could tell that I was different. You know, you could tell I wasn't really family and how they treated me. Not bad, but it was just different. I wasn't, like, I was a cousin, but I wasn't really, like, family. Then it was my biological family. Well, I just didn't know. So one of my uncles died on my biological dad's side. And it's weird because... You know, I find out through Facebook, and it's no fault of anybody own. And, you know, they got the whole family post, like, hey. And they don't include me on the family post, which I get, because I didn't know. But the family that I have gotten close to, you can hear the pain and you know, heartache in their voices, and my heart goes out to them. And you know, I'm going to definitely make sure me and at least me and my son, I hope my wife is able to come up, you know, go to the funeral to see, you know, the family and all that stuff. But it's always tough. It's like, yeah, your uncle died. It's like, oh, it sucks. It's like, you didn't know him. But it's like, the family doesn't want to be bothered because they're going through all this pain. And like, I kind of just want to, like, well, you know, he must have been a dope person for it's ignorant to say. I'm not trying to sound ignorant. I'm just trying to be honest. But I guess when you find out you have family and you're starting to get to know them and someone passes and you see that everyone's upset because of how dope of a person he was, it makes you think, like, damn, well, I wish I knew him. Like, I wish I had a chance to get to know my uncle. And it's really selfish to say and to do. And I don't mean it in a selfish or ignorant way towards my family, who's clearly going through a lot of pain and heartache right now. But it is a weird feeling. But you know, prayers to my family and all my cousins and my biological father and my biological grandmom and aunts and uncles. I pray for you. I know y'all listen. You know, so. My heart goes out to y'all, man, and rest in peace, Uncle Jimmy. Well, we're going to get right into the show. And me and DJ Cesar had an argument. We got to talk about this, too. We just had an argument because... Am I going down Charlie Brown?
Mm-hmm.
No. No one knows what we're talking about.
I know.
The food isn't here yet. Okay. You got to go down and get the food when it comes.
Well, then I got to go.
No, you don't. Anyway, can we have this discussion when we start talking? Welcome to the off-ramp. DJ Cesar is in the building. We are not vibing. We are not getting along, but we are still married, and we're still going to try to make it.
You don't automatically
marry me just because you... I'll be trying. I'm not. You ain't listening. That's what's wrong with you women nowadays. Y'all don't listen. DJ Cesar, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight?
I'm fine.
You was fine?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You started
trying to believe me. Yeah, he's gaslighting. I'm a man, New York, New York's in the building. New York, New York, welcome to the offer. How you doing tonight, my brother?
Look, thank you for having me. Look, my condolences to your family, bro. I just lost an uncle earlier this morning, too, bro. So, yeah, that shit kind of hit different.
Are we related? Was yours Jimmy, too?
Nah, his name was Uncle Jerome for me on my side.
Oh, two J's, though. We was close. Oh, well, rest in peace to your family.
Yeah. I was about to say, like, nah, you close to the Danville area. So I'm like, yeah, if you know.
Right. Man, that's crazy. That's crazy. Well, glad to have you, and condolences to the family. You got my man. And, hey, condolences to your entire family, man. And I pray that the Lord gives them strength as they go through this time of bereavement and mourning. No easy segue. We got my man Blur in the building. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight, my brother?
Oh, man, I'm blessed and highly favored as always, man. It's funny y'all bring that up. Well, no, thoughts and prayers to both you and New York, and y'all family. I haven't lost anyone in my family recently, man. I do remember not too long ago I lost my Uncle Jimmy as well, man. My dad's brother, who I'm named after, in a sense my middle name is James, after my dad's big brother, my uncle. Very funny dude, man. He passed away, and I remember thinking, like, I'm glad I got to see him because I just went up there, like, the summer before, so I always kicked it with him. I made a point to go see him. For some reason, I was feeling nostalgic. I know I was named after this man, and I didn't really have too many memories of him. You know, cookouts and things like that. So I went and kicked it with him, made me laugh. He was, I mean, at that point, you know, old black man being racist and stuff. So, you know, he was making fun of the Puerto Ricans, which is funny. I never thought of, you know, people being racist towards Puerto Ricans, black people being racist towards Puerto Ricans until that time with my Uncle Jimmy, man. And not soon after, he passed away. And right now, I'm sitting in my office, sitting there doing work. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, damn, fuck this job. I need to spend more time with the family.
Yeah, and it definitely feels like that. It definitely feels like that's a lot of that's going around. But rest in peace, Uncle Jim. Your Uncle Jimmy. Condolences to the family. This happened what, last year, or was it this couple months ago?
I think it's been about a year now. Close up. Yep. I don't even remember how long. You know, time starts to start not realizing. Stop paying attention to time. So it's probably been about a year.
All right. Yeah. All right. No easy segue. Got my man Hove in the building. Hove, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight, my brother?
Hey, my man, what it look like?
Yeah, I still say that's one of the top five racist scenes of all time. Like, it was genius. You had a black man, he was Asian, and you had a bunch of Asian people acting like they were black, and they were all giving stereotypes, and everyone was getting along. It was a genius scene.
Before its time, dude. Before its time, for sure.
What was you saying, DJ?
Still not better than the Karate Kid, but it was great.
What? Oh, well, hold on. First of all, Bruce Leroy is way better than the Karate Kid.
Yo, we had this discussion. Well, I didn't even mean to bring it back up. We had this discussion, but no, it's not.
We didn't have this discussion. DJ Cesar, you say Karate Kid is better than The Last Dragon?
Yeah.
I tell you, y'all been whitewashed. Huh? Yeah, a bunch of Chris Rock.
Wait, what did Siren say?
She said Karate Kid is better than The Last Dragon.
No way.
Not even close, yo.
So, Blair, let me ask you this. So, if they were both on TV right now, like, you would watch Karate Kid over The Last Dragon?
It's funny because I watch Cobra Kai, so I feel like I've been in the world of The Karate Kid for a little bit now, and I ain't watched Last Dragon in some time. I would probably go to Last Dragon right now, but I feel like I just saw Karate Kid not too long ago. Like, I was just at the Miyagi Dojo, like, a couple months ago.
Good, DJ.
But you was at what Miyagi Dojo?
Would you say home to Blur? What Miyagi Dojo? You know he making stuff up.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what dojo he was at. Yeah, man said he was at the Miyagi Dojo.
Miyagi Dojo from The Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi, that was his dojo. Miyagi Dojo, when he had to enter in Danielson in the karate contest. But, yo, what's the name of your dojo?
You were just at it.
From the show, man. The show takes place at Miyagi Dojo. So, like, I've just been a part of that world, like, for the past three years.
What was you going to say?
You was out there working on your moves, B.
Yeah, if Blair starts doing karate...
I gotta get back in the gym because I see all these high schoolers breaking my records back at P High. But Dad said it ain't gonna be getting in the gym to fight, man. My trigger finger worked just fine, and I'm very trigger happy too. So I ain't getting in the gym to be fighting nobody.
Hold on, DJ C-Side keep trying to jump in here. Y'all keep cutting her off. Go ahead.
Question too, but I was just off of what Blair said. Like, I've watched Karate Kid so many times. We just watched it recently, but I've only really seen The Last Dragon probably two and a half times maybe.
I've seen it about 1,000 times.
So I would probably want to watch The Last Dragon just because I've seen it, and probably we haven't watched it in a few years.
It's top 10 greatest movies ever. It's so much comedy. Like, it's one of the greatest comedies of all time. All right, but we ain't got to stay on there too long. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Oh. Good having y'all. All right, so real quick. So, you know, not to make light of anything. I just want to have me and DJ Siren was having this argument before we called it, and I just want to get your opinion. So my family, the way I found out that my uncle died is because my family is posting it on Facebook. But in their Facebook post, it was like, hey, don't call us. We're going through a lot. So I was like, all right, well, I'm not going to call anybody. So I sent a text just like, hey, you know, when y'all get the arrangements, I don't want to bother any of y'all, you know what I mean? So when y'all get the arrangements, just let me know. So one of my older cousins called me and was talking to me about it. Now, the reason why I was late is because she was, again, this is my biological father's side of the family. So she's close to him. She's one of the ones in heartbreak. So she's, like, literally talking me through, like, everything that's going on. I can hear the pain and the frustration in the voice. She's telling me about other people that's died in the family. She's telling me about my grandma's heartache and all this stuff. And it's 9 o'clock and the show's starting. And I'm like, yo, I can't tell her, yo, I got to get off the phone because the show's starting. DJ C-Sign was telling me, yo, just tell her we got to do a radio show. And I'm like, yo. That's ignorant. You wouldn't do that. And she's telling me she would. And it's not ignorant. So I just want to ask.
For accuracy's sake, let me just say, I was telling, number one, Beach Bum Gun is like, and I'm like, no, just say, you know, like, in a pause, because, like, he kind of was getting towards the end of the conversation anyway. He said, well, I really, you know, hate to break it off. I'll say, just tell her, you know, but I do have something. I got to start, but, you know, I'm thinking about y'all. No, no, I'll talk to you soon. I'm trying to tell him that. He's like, you would never say that. You would never do that. If your family, and I'm like, yo, it's not even about me. I'm trying to get your ass off the goddamn phone so you can start the show. And I'm trying to say it so you can say it politely and not feel bad. and then he decided to try to talk about me. I would say I'm sorry. I said, if you feel guilty about it, just say I'll talk to you later and just call him back. And I was like, it ain't about me. I'm just trying to give you suggestions to get off the phone.
I don't know how women get so emotional over the simplest thing. So my simple question is it ignorant to tell somebody who's bereaving that you got to get off the phone and start a podcast? TJ, she's saying, do you think it's ignorant at all?
No.
New York.
I don't think it's ignorant. I think it, in a sense, it could be truthful. And it says, but I myself, I got a big heart. So if somebody's trying to vent to me, you know what I mean, I'm probably going to stay on the phone with them and let them finish their last thought until, like, the conversation goes to an end. And then I start the podcast.
Blair?
With all things, man, it's not necessarily what you're saying. It's how you say it. So you don't even got to say why you have to get off the phone. And, like, you don't want to jump in while they're crying or explaining themselves. But if it's through a pause, if the conversation is winding down, like, all right, cuz, man, I'm going to catch up with you later. I got to handle something, but I'll give you a call back. Hit me up if you need something. Like, you don't have to say, yo, I got to go. I got a radio show to do or something like that. You don't even have to give a reason. And interrupt them. If you say, yo, I got a radio show to go. I can't talk to you about our dying family member. Yo, this is more important. That's ignorant. That's rude. You don't say that.
That's what TJ wanted me to do.
I didn't say to say it like that. I was trying to do it so that he could edge in politely.
She said just
a way to wind the conversation down where they understand that, and to say, you know, just wanted to talk to you. Got to get off the phone now.
Because I got
to
start a podcast.
But if you don't know how to do it tactfully, that's on you.
But
I'm just saying, look, this is now's a good time to go on and say, hey, you know, I will talk to you soon.
Hope, is it ignorant to tell somebody who's breathing in your ear that you got to get off the phone because you got to go start a podcast?
No, I was saying because I mean, you have a previous engagement. I mean, it could be anything.
I was talking to Hove.
I am. You're because you keep presenting it negatively. You keep skewing it to your side. I am trying to continually tell them of the accuracy. I'm trying to be accurate.
Hove, what's your answer before we move on? Hove, you got us on mute.
Yeah, I did. My bad. I was messing with the dog. So were they crying on the phone while you were talking? Like, what's the actual situation?
I mean, my uncle died. She wasn't crying. She was just she was starting to give me, again, because I was not raised with that family. That you start talking about, like, your background and things, you know, that they used to do that made you laugh, and, you know, how they were doing prior, and how all the other families holding up and all that stuff. So she was going through all that, like, a lot of memories, which is stuff I want to hear because I never got to know them. If we didn't have the show, I'd have stayed on the phone with her for, you know, 2 hours, just picking her brain about the family and all that stuff. But it was like 9 o'clock, and I was like, damn, like, you know, it'd be one thing if I told y'all, hey, I'm going to be late, but I knew everybody was calling in and all that stuff. But I didn't know how to say, yo, I got to go. I just felt like I was like, yo, you can't tell somebody that you care about who's bereaving a loved one. grieving a loved one. Yo, I got to get off the phone because I got to start a podcast. Like, that just, in my head, it just sounds wild.
It's like, I think it's
in the delivery. Yo.
Every time you effectively, I'm going to present it.
I agree with
you, Tyron,
on this one. Like, it's the delivery. Like, hey, man, I'm sorry. Like, I hate to cut you off, but I got a podcast that I start on time at 9 a.m. But I'll hit you. Like, what you free tomorrow? You free tonight? Like, when I get off, like, there's a way to say it. To not just, like, abruptly cut them off and be like, yo, I got to jump on this podcast, yo. I'm out. Like you can have some tact with it and deliver it like, yo, I'm sorry, I got to start the podcast. They waiting on me. But it just depends on how you deliver the message, you know.
Everything's about deliver. Shout out to my family. I'll give some more calls tonight. All right, man, let's get right into the show. Big story of the week. Or DJ Cesar, do you want to yell at me anymore about this, or are you over?
I'm done yelling.
Thanks.
For now.
So where do we want to go? We want to go Ja Morant, we want to go Chris Rock, or we want to go Mexico kidnappings? Hove, I'm going to let you decide.
Yo, can we go Sean Kemp, though?
Sean Kemp. All right, what you got on Sean Kemp? Introduce your topic. A 40-year-old drive-by. Well, nah, Sean Kemp got to be about 60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sean Kemp up there. So they portrayed it as a drive-by, but then there's like a video of a big black dude who shoots one shot. And did you hear the story is that someone stole his phone and maybe something else, and he tracked it with Find My iPhone, ran up on him, they shot at him, and he shot back. Nobody got shot. Nobody got hurt. But they instantly called it a drive-by, and I guess he's still locked up at this moment. But, like,
damn.
I just don't – like, how do you – like, I hate the fact that that man was such a great basketball player, and now, like, he out in the street chasing people on his iPhone getting shot at, you know? Like, how does that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a little wild. Sean Kemp, yo, like Blur just said that his trigger finger still worked. Yo, when you get too old to be shooting people, yo. Like I feel like Sean.
Yeah,
we
are already too old to be shooting people.
I feel like Sean Kemp should be in the position where he should have a little cousin or something to go handle that. Like if he's using like Find My iPhone. And didn't call somebody just to shut his phone off. Like, how they unlock it? Like, I feel like Sean Kemp's passcode must be 1, 2, 3, 4. Because for most of these phones, if you steal them, you can't do nothing with them because you can't get in them. So what's honestly the point of stealing a phone? I guess you could do a hard reset, but you would still have to try
hopefully
somebody.
Hopefully they took something, though.
And what you got, Blur?
I mean, yeah, like the first headline I saw was like Sean Kemp arrested in alleged drive-by. I did see a little bit of a video of him in a parking lot arguing with somebody. So it's funny. It is funny. And I didn't even think about his age. Like, why is he arguing with somebody over a phone? Like, I just saw it was a CBS News report about, and this happened in New York, but it's like a very elaborate phone-stealing ring and scamming, and I don't think this will happen to Sean Kemp, but people can get in, and they've been, like, taking, like, tens of thousands of dollars from people just by they get their phone, they change their Apple ID, and change the email address of it, so they have access to all this stuff, but other person can't get in and lock it or change it, and within, like, days, they've opened up lines of credit and withdrawn, like, thousands and thousands of dollars. Now, I don't think that's what happened here because the CBS News report talked about how the people are doing it. And, you know, they're, like, recording people putting their password in, like, from across the room or from over their shoulder. Then they steal their phone, put the password in, and immediately change it before the person even knows it's gone. Whole big thing, FBI in it. But it seems like with modern technology and with the price of phones and insurance, it's like, you know, why are you tracking a phone? And why are you shooting somebody or shooting at somebody? Now, I actually get that part. It, no matter what the item is, if you stole something from me and I'm there, like, there's going to be some type of physical altercation. There's going to be. Like, I'm looking at the person who stole my phone, and you know the person ain't just going to give it up. They're not just going, oh, yeah, oh, you got me. Here you go. That's not how it's going to go down. But you know, in your heart of hearts, that's your shit. And they got there, and they're going to act like that's not your shit? Nah, that's going to be a bad ending. That is going to be a bad ending. If someone don't have a firearm with them, it's going to be some tussling, more than likely. If somebody does have a firearm on them, more than likely it's going to end up in a shot being fired. That said, I would hope it doesn't get that far over a phone.
Right. New York, what you got?
Yeah, like Blair said, I hope it doesn't get that far of a phone. I'm not sure. I read the reports. Was it just the phone or was it more property? Because I heard that they stole more property out of his car or something like that to that effect.
Yeah, I think.
Like.
Yeah, New York. I think it was he tracked them down because they took the phone too. But I think they took other stuff out of a phone or out of the car or something like that.
Yeah, and I think at that time, like, he was just acting out of, like, emotion and stuff like that. Like, if somebody just stole, like, a regular phone from me, you know what I mean? It's like, you just track your phone off of Find My iPhone, and then you can do, like, the little erase the data off your phone. I mean, if you backed up your shit to the cloud, you know what I mean? You can just get a new phone and then put it on another phone. It ain't nothing. But I think he was just acting out of emotion, and he got his phone took, and other possessions that he had, probably he felt in a way that he wanted to track it down, and he wasn't thinking logically. So, yeah, he pulled out with the blicky. They had the blicky, too, and then, yeah, the shit just got out of hand. Me and my age right now, I'm not doing that. Look, people are crazy in this world. If I got to pull up with a gun to anywhere, in any place in the world, you know what I mean, I'm not pulling up. That's just a smart way. That's just a smart way to go. I'm trying to live my life to this full potential. I'm trying to have, like, many years along my life. I'm not looking for no trouble and stuff like that. So, I mean, anything in my possession, if I'm blessed, I can get it back. But I think he was acting out of emotion. He pulled up and then saw the people that wasn't going for it like that, and then he had to defend himself. And then, yeah, that's what it is. An unfortunate situation, but, yeah.
DJ Cesar?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about the situation. I'm not here.
She flustered tonight.
So I would.
She on the phone. Yeah, I mean, last we saw Sean Kemp, he's about 340 pounds, man. You know he ain't tough one. So you got to suspect that he got the heat on him. And you're right. Look, I said before, like we talked about, we'll talk about the Chris Rock situation in a minute. You put somebody else's name in your mouth, you got to be ready to reap the consequences. You steal somebody's phone, you got to be ready to reap the consequences. They might just call up Sprint or T-Mobile or Boost Mobile and get their phone erased, and you got a free erased phone, or they might come at you with a gun. Because the nudes on there, you can't get back. I don't know if the nudes is in the cloud or not, but you got to refollow all the Instagram models. That's a lot of work, yo. That's a lot of time and effort. I mean, we've put years of following people on social media, yo. You can't get those porn accounts back, do they? I guess if you just sign in, you can get them right back. But I don't know my sign-in information on my social media stuff.
Oh,
no. All right. Y'all got anything left on Sean Kemp?
Yo, not on Sean Kemp, excuse me. But I don't know if y'all heard, speaking of athletes with a gun, Joe Mixon shot an 11-year-old. Did y'all hear about that? Former Bengals player?
I saw that earlier. I didn't get a chance to dive into the story because it seemed kind of wild. I got it on the docket for next week because I need to read
a little bit more. Let me give y'all the rundown real quick. This is a prime example of someone not using a gun when they should have. I can see Sean Kemp using a gun, especially if it wasn't a phone. You went in my car. I don't even know what you stole, but if it was other stuff and my phone, and you're going to sit there and act like my stuff ain't in your vehicle right there, I can see how that became a problem. Joe Mixon was at home. A bunch of kids, 11-year-olds and kids around that age, were playing with Nerf guns. Now, anybody who knows Nerf guns, they don't look like real guns, so it's not like he thought they were real guns, but they were playing around his house. Apparently, he was being, old man, get off my lawn, and the kids was making too much noise. Now, they don't say if he went out there before, but at some point, he goes out there with his gun to chase the kids off from playing around his house, shoots off something like, I don't know if he emptied it. I don't dare say what kind of gun it was. It was like 7 to 11 shots, warning shots in the air or whatever. and one of them caught the 11-year-old kid in the leg. What is old-ass Joe Mixon in his big old age shooting around at all around kids? See, that's no reason to use a gun. Because they playing around your house? That's when you're too old to use a gun. You go out there, you yell at them, grab a bat, do something, you can scare them off. You don't take a gun out there around kids just because they playing around your house and making too much noise.
You going to take a bat to an 11-year-old? That's your solution?
No, but you do something to scare them off. Because, I mean, I understand some of these kids is bad as hell. They got smart-ass mouths. So you go out there and yell at them, they're just going to curse you out. You got to scare them a little bit. So I understand wanting to scare some kids. I don't think you need the gun to scare off 10, 11, 12-year-olds.
Yeah, I never understood why people shoot bullets in the air. I think once you get past 18 and you realize, no, like the bullets don't, like, burn up in the atmosphere. They come back down. Like, you should never just shoot guns in the air. It's just not a good thing. Yeah, that's a sad story, man. I know the 11-year-old is going to sue him, and Joe got to get locked up. That's got to be reckless endangerment with a firearm. I don't know if he still lives in Ohio, but that if he's in Florida, he might be good. I just assume Florida and Texas, you're good. But
nah, man. I don't think them they allow you just run around shooting for no reason, especially at some kids. Nah, he's gonna have to. Something's gonna happen to him. I don't know what, but he's gonna have to handle that.
Yeah, that's a.
I was just looking it up. They said it wasn't him.
They said it wasn't him.
They said it was his sister, yo, in his backyard.
His sister was shooting a gun.
That's what they're saying, but you know, somebody might have had to take the L. Joe worth millions, yo. Somebody going to take this L from.
Yeah, that's a ride or die right there, yo. That's the greatest shout out to Shaggy, yo. It's the greatest excuse ever, yo. It just wasn't me.
Yo, made somebody got to take this L.
Song.
If I go to jail, all y'all broke.
Basically.
Wow. All right. So Joe Mixon. All right. So we got to get to the good stuff, man. Are we doing Chris Rock? We going Ja Morant first? Which one we doing? Blair, I'll let you decide. I don't think
the
gun cult.
Are we talking about athletes and guns? Ja Morant.
DJ
Another didn't have a gun.
All right. So Ja Morant has had a rough couple weeks. It's come out now that he had a teenager over his house playing one-on-one, and he beat up the teenager. Then he took a NBA flight to Denver to play a game. They lost the game. Then he got on Instagram Live and flashed a P90, a little piece of shit gun. I don't know why you would even put that on the gram, but he did it, and the world is up in arms. DJ C. Siren, do you have any opinion? Before I give mine, DJ C. Siren, do you have any opinion on Ja Morant's situation and flashing the gun?
I just don't know what the policy of the NBA is. And I was like, I don't understand. I mean, I understand, I guess, jobs. I mean, I can't gun to my job. But, I mean, he wasn't at his job. Now, the whole thing about tearing on the planes, da 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 da, that's another situation. But he's in Tennessee. There's a lot of people flashing guns all over the place. What's the problem? I mean, there's people with guns in the grocery stores. I mean, one of my classmates who, you know, since he played at Murray State, you know, there's a large following of people that I, you know, from my area that love Ja. And it's just like, and one of the girls I went to school with, you know, she posted pictures of white people with rifles in Target. I was like, okay, what's the problem? And, you know, basically, you know, I don't know. I mean, it sounds kind of dumb. I don't know why I did it. I mean, but why is this a, he didn't shoot nobody, though. Other than beating up the little kid. I don't know why I beat up the kid. That's not cool. But, I mean, this whole gun thing is like, okay, like, it's one thing if you're on Instagram with a gun that killed somebody. it's another thing if you're just showing guns on the internet, like white people do it all the time.
Okay, okay. Made it a little racy. Made it a little racy, but, you know, we'll see. Let's get the people's opinion. Let's get the people's opinion. New York, New York, what do you think about the John Moran situation?
I think, yeah, I can understand about, you know, I mean, everybody sold guns, and then even the, you know, the gun instructors or everybody else that's in that field show guns on Instagram and stuff like that, promote like gun safety or gun protection, or even just try gun training or whatever like that. It just comes at a wrong time where he's being portrayed as some type of gangster or some type of person. Of like gang culture and stuff like that. You know, the news story just broke out about him, you know, like about the little teenager, you know what I mean, putting hands on him and flashing a gun. And then next thing you know, we see a video of him on Instagram Live and flashing a gun. I just don't think that's smart. To me, in my opinion, I don't think that's smart. I don't think that's smart at all. I mean, there's other ways that I can't even say it. It's not even no other way. I just don't think if you had the accusation about you pulling a gun on a teenager about like 2 weeks, 3 weeks prior, and then all of a sudden you go live with a little pea shooter, whatever that was, 382 or 22, whatever that shit was. Like, I don't even think that's smart. Like, you know what I mean, I don't know what type of life you portraying or whatever that you trying to do, but, like, you know what I mean, you're a basketball player. There ain't no reason why you should be holding up a gun and then, you know what I mean, swinging the fourth of the camera and then doing all this other extra rowdy shit that you're doing. You're a basketball player, bro. You're a basketball player at the end of the day. I mean, I can see if you was with a trainer, a gun trainer, you was at a shooting at the range and this, that, and the third. No, you being rowdy with a gun, swinging it back and forth on Instagram Live after you had all these motherfucking accusations. What are people going to think about you now? Like, it's not smart. It's not smart. It's not smart. And then you fuck your money up like that? Like, nah. Do better. Do better.
Okay. Hov, what you got?
Man, the kid, I don't know. The kid got to be going through something. Identity crisis or something. Like, man, not only does he have the gun, dude is in a strip club with gang signs and flashing the gun. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's not like your name wasn't already getting heat from all the other stuff you're doing. Like, your name was getting heat, like, before you posted this live, and you're going to go on Instagram Live in a strip club, throw up gang signs and hold a gun? Like, come on, bro. What are you trying to prove with a $200 million contract? Like, you just got to be better than that. I don't care who else getting away with it. You got to be better than that. Like, sometimes, like, you just got to be smarter than the rest of the dummies. Like, come on, you got a bigger spotlight than everybody else. Like, there's certain things you can't do when you're one of the most popular athletes in the world. Like, something ain't right with him. They said he went to rehab for alcohol and drugs. I don't know if he's addicted to alcohol and drugs or if that's just the excuse they're using to kind of pull the heat back from him, but something ain't right with him. He doing something wrong in the street show. Like, that's just not how you move when you making $200 million. Like, what you doing with a P90? Yo? You're supposed to have security, D. You don't need the gun. Let security handle it.
Blur, what you got?
I'm not sure I understand. I take this two different ways of looking at this. One is like the actual act, and like New York said and Hov said, it's just stupid. It's unnecessary. Maybe not illegal, depending on not having all the facts. It may not have been technically or legally anything wrong. It may not even have been his gun. He was in there with a lot of people, so he may not have taken it on the plane. They were in Ohio, if I remember correctly, right? I think they said Ohio, which you can carry there if you're licensed correctly. Don't know if he was or was not. And apparently, just by, like, bloggers and everything, that particular club, you're not allowed to bring a firearm in. But whatever, maybe they made an exception and he was allowed to carry there. So technically, he may, or legally, he may not have done anything wrong legally. but it's still dumb. You're in a club late at night, drinking, smoking, drinking heavily too. From one of the videos I saw, like he was chugging, and you got a gun with you. And those are just anyone who knows anything about sports history, history of people in general. Alcohol and guns just aren't a great mix. They don't go well together. And on top of that, of all the recent allegations and everything you've been going through and the way you've been portrayed in the media, it's just not a good look personally. It's not smart. It's just not a smart move. From the other aspect of the way it's being perceived in the media, the way it's being portrayed, and people, I don't necessarily say outrage, but it is, like, I think it's legit. Like, I think it's appropriate. Let me say appropriate amount of upsetness or outrage over it. Because again, and I know Charles Barkley's like, yo, I'm not your role model, or whatever. But somebody said, I think it might have been on Undisputed, say, yo, he is the most popular American basketball, or will be the most popular American basketball player over the next couple years. You know, I mean, LeBron retires and Steph is retired to KD, like he is going to be the next one. Everyone else is are international players. And so it's just not a good look. And I understand people like, yo, you're like the number top five selling jersey in the NBA. So you got kids watching you. It's on social media. You got people emulating and wanting to do what you do. And I can understand, I would say white America, but just America as a whole and the whole news and sports media being like, yo, what are you doing? So I don't think it's necessarily people are up in arms about it, but they just like looking at it as like, yo, you're fucking up. Which is what I heard from most people, like, yo, you're fucking up the bag, and it's dangerous because when you show people that you carry, people who come at you, you're putting a bigger target on your back, let alone if you're already you're a professional athlete. You got, everybody knows you got money. I just see him wearing a couple chains. So you got money, you flashing chains. Celebrities are getting got left and right. You are showing people that you carry a gun, so they know they can't just run up and get you. They got to run up and shoot first. So you're putting a bigger target on your back, and you're moving in a way that we've seen people who move like this end up in trouble and end up in really bad situations.
I mean, okay. I agree with y'all, but I don't understand. Okay, because I want to frame this in the correct, because I think this is complicated. Jazz, how old?
23.
Like, we've all, like, I don't want to put this on any of y'all because I don't want nobody, I don't know what statute of limitations are. But I've played with guns and alcohol. Not on the internet. But Hov's been there. Like, Hov's seen it. Like, it's been a lot of dumb decisions lately, y'all. Right? So do I think Ja made a dumb decision? Absolutely. But he ain't shoot nobody. His dumb decision is putting that on the internet. I understand how guns are fun. When you're drunk with guns, Blur's right. It ain't a good mix. But I can see how you could say, yo, this might be fun. But you should never – I don't understand the culture of putting everything on the internet. And we'll get to the Chris Brown video of when he tossed that girl phone in the stage because she wanted to just be on the internet when he was clearly trying to make a performance and she was sitting there and he got tired of it. And he gave one of the greatest tosses I've ever seen. But maybe it's just because we're old, yo, and we don't understand that this is the culture of putting it on the internet. Him having a gun at 22, 23 years old, it's not that big of a deal to me. If you violate the rules by bringing a gun on a plane, yeah, that's stupid. Like, you got to know the rules because you don't want to violate, you know, anything and get in trouble for it. But if the gun is legal and if he stowed it away according to FAA guidelines and he has a license to carry in Ohio or Denver, wherever he was at, then it's not a big deal. I've flown with my gun before. It's not illegal to put your gun on the plane. Like, we got to get that clear. Now, it might be illegal to put your gun on an NBA chartered flight. But it's not illegal to take your gun on the plane. As long as you have it locked up and stowed away in a certain manner, and you let the people know, you can take your gun on the plane. Well, you can stow it underneath the plane. You can't take it through the sensor. You can't pull Joel Santana. But you can, you know, pack a bag, check it, and have your gun in there. And whatever, and if you have the proper license, like I got a license to carry in like 40-some-odd states. If I put my gun underneath a plane and I fly to Colorado, I can put my gun right on my hip and walk around legally. I do wonder about the amount of tequila he's drinking. Now, again, I've been that age. I've drank that much. I'm a lot bigger than Jado. And he's a superior athlete, so he's burning. I know it sounds kind of fucked up thing to say, and it sounds like I'm making excuses for him, but he burns a lot of calories. So I don't know if drinking that heavy is a problem unless you can't stop. Right? So, like, when you're binge drinking that much and you feel like, you know, you have to drink every day because maybe it helps you come down from the game because he's such a big, high-energy player, and you're getting to the point where you're needing it every night, then, yeah, it's a problem. I just don't know, and I don't want to project it on him. But let's be honest. And I'll go around the room one more time before we move to the Chris Rock situation. All he really – now, the gang signs, I don't know. I don't know if they were gang signs or not. Hope I'll take your word for it. I didn't know John Morant was in a gang. I don't understand why gang people always want to let people know they're in gangs. We've seen how RICO charges go. I would think that if you join a gang because you all committed to perform certain activities to get y'all some money, you wouldn't let anybody know you're in a gang and let y'all know what y'all doing. Since y'all trying to get money on the low, I never understood why people don't like staying on the low. I don't understand it. But, again, it might be an older versus you thing. I didn't realize John Morant was in a gang. If he is, God bless him. But let's be honest. All he did was take a picture with a gun. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I'm seeing people saying that he should be suspended for 50-some-odd games. And I'm like, yo, I don't think that's necessary. So, you know, I'll go back to DJ C. Sire. Am I off? I just don't think it's that big of a deal. I think that people in the circle, if they know something else deeper is going on, because that's not a good look, then yes, he should 100% get help. But just from what I know personally, all he really did was take a picture with a gun, half drunk. And he didn't shoot himself like Plaxico Bear, so I feel like it's a win. Am I bugging? It didn't go off, so I feel like, you know, he did something right. Last time we saw a black rich athlete in the club with a gun, it didn't work out so well for his limp. Virginia kids, man. So DJ C. Sire, am I bugging? Do you think John Morant should be suspended?
No. I don't. Did you? Yeah. I agree with you. I mean, you know, yeah, it's concerning behavior, but I don't know about punitive.
Okay, Hove.
I mean, I think as a NBA owner, yeah, I would, again, because when you're on an NBA team, your name, image, likeness is all a part of the team. So anything you do can be conduct detrimental to the team, right? So
okay, so pause. I just want to ask you one quick question. So should no NBA player ever shoot a gun everywhere or handle a gun anytime?
I don't care where they shoot a gun, but you're in a strip club dancing with a gun in your hand. Like, you're not – like, what are you doing with the gun in the strip club posting it on IG Live? Like, you're live.
So it's in the
– IG Live means that you are in the moment right now with a gun in your hand. Like, how
– I understand.
Representing my team.
But you're in a strip
club.
That's
the point. Like, you're always representing the team.
So should they not go to the strip club?
No, they shouldn't be on IG Live with the gun. I don't care what you do. But why would you be on your account? Like, if somebody catch you, that's one thing. You chose to go on the internet, get on a video, and hold the gun in your hand. You didn't get caught slipping. Like, you just decided, this is what I'm doing. With strippers in the background. There are butt-naked girls in the background.
It sounds like a great American night. strippers, bitches, guns, and weed and women. It's just like a great night.
You sound like a dude that doesn't have control. Now, I agree with you. Me at 23, like, I don't think we would have ever done it on video, like, for other people to see. This, we just don't move that way. We always thought differently. But, like, the idea of it, like, I don't get it. Like, I get the conduct detrimental to the team. Like, you just don't want your star athlete doing that. Like, if you at the range and you shooting, that's one thing. You're in the strip club with a gun. Like, it makes no sense to me. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't
get it. Do you
think
you should suspend it?
I mean, the two games or whatever they actually suspended them for, yeah. I heard the 50 games is, I don't think you're ever going to be able to prove that it was his gun, he brought it. Like, you know he got dudes with him that don't fly on the team plane. So, I mean, again, he signed a $200 million contract. His boys probably fly everywhere, either with the team or without the team. So you can't suspend him saying he carried the gun on the plane unless you can prove he carried the gun on the plane. So I think the Grizzlies only suspended him two games initially, and then he checked himself into a facility or something like that. And I'm fine with the two games. Like, it's a dumb activity. Like, anything you do when you're the star and everything you do is magnified because of where you play, who you play for, and what you do on the court. Like, yeah, you're always representing the Memphis Grizzlies. No matter what you do, you're always representing the team you play for. And that's why they pay you $200 million for what you do on the court 100%. And off the court.
100%.
But go ahead. I don't agree, but go ahead, New York.
No, but it's just like what homie was saying. It's just like if your name, your likeness is out there, then you got multiple investments. You like the face of like multiple things. Like, and even like, let's just say me, like just getting off of work. I'm still tied to an entity. So if I do some dumb shit outside of work, and then somebody be like, oh, this is how your employee acting. I don't think this goes against your code of conduct. This goes against your code of conduct and how people actually view y'all and stuff like that. Nah, I think, yeah, a suspension is definitely worthy. Even like he ain't get fired from that shit. Just let go. You know what I mean?
Leah,
like, it don't matter.
I'm so disappointed in you, Dick. You sound like the man, yo. The man ain't do nothing illegal.
Look, nah.
That we know.
I understand. Like, if it's legal, yeah. But I just don't understand. Like, at a certain point, it's dumb. Like, you got to understand. I just turned 30. I just turned 30 last month. I'm in a whole new mode of thinking now. So it's kind of like, yeah, nah, you got all these accusations about you outside, and then all of a sudden, like 2 weeks later, the accusation is just posted in the media and stuff like that. Now you want to go live with a gun? It's even worse if it's not your gun. Like, why you partying with people and you touching a gun that's not your gun? And you lit. If you lit, I don't know if he was lit at that time, but if you lit and you touching a gun, like, you know what I mean? That's not your gun. Why are you touching that? Because at the end of the day, you know what I mean? If it's not your gun, it's your homie gun. He do some dumb shit with it and your DNA still on it? Nah. Guess what? You caught up in that case too. You getting football numbers. Not only that, you in the face of multiple shit. Like, it's not even just the NBA. What about the investments you got? What about, like, you got a shoe deal with, like, Nike or some shit like that? You the face of that and all this other shit. You hurting multiple bags that's coming to you and your family. You don't do no dumb shit like that. You really don't do no dumb shit like that. That's why I'm just so mad at him, because, like, it's no reason for you to actually do that. If you young, you getting all this money, I understand it. But, like, you know what I mean? Come from the accusation that you had, and then 2 weeks later, you know what I mean? You holding a gun by the butt, and you not even holding it. It's a small little, it's like a three, it has to be a 380 or a 22. It's not a 9mm. You holding it. You swinging it around by the butt of the gun. It's not even gun safety at that point. What if you drop the gun all of a sudden because you lit you off the Casamigos, you drop the gun by the butt, and it misfires and it shoots somebody in the motherfucking leg or something? Like, nah, you doing dumb shit, bro. You a basketball player. Why you holding a gun? And I can understand, like, you know what I mean? You got all these diamonds. You got all this money on you. You want to go to a strip club, this, that, and the third. I mean, if it's a legal gun, you try to protect yourself, this, that, and the third, boom, boom, boom. But you don't post that shit on the internet. I know niggas be dumb and shit like that and post shit on the internet, like, think they consider they violent and shit like that. But, like, no, you get in the bag. You the fucking star within your whole family. And you gonna throw away the fucking bag for you to do some dumb shit in a camera. Now nobody can't get no money. Now nobody can't eat off you. Now no company. Yeah, like, nah, that shit is so fucking dumb. That shit is so fucking dumb to me.
Blur, what you got?
Yeah, man, I don't want to echo Hope in New York, but I'm kind of in agreement with them. And it's I can understand where you're coming from, Gun, but I think that's pussyfooting around. Not you specifically, but it's like, if we're going to be real, we're going to be real. All right, we don't know if he took it on the gun, but he probably did. I mean, we don't know if it was his or not, but it probably was. We don't know if the club that he was in allowed people to carry guns in it, but they probably don't. Like, these are things that are just highly probable. But even then, you suspend them. I think, I don't know about 50 games. I don't know what the magic number is to thread that needle. But you suspend them for his own good and for the good of the team. Not even for, like, you're representing the team. Like, this one incident, maybe not. But we've already talked about some of the other incidents. The fighting with the 17-year-old, which, okay, understood. It was a tough game. You checked the ball to him. He threw it back at you. It went through your hands, hit you in the face. Y'all started fighting. Cool, whatever. He said something. You went and got the gun. Again, go in and get the gun. They got the red beam. Some say it was a laser pointer. Others think it was an actual red beam. On the people at the Pacers, the Pacers staff, yeah, that's not a good look. Not a good look at all. Your mom get into an argument with the people at Finish Line. You come up there with 9 people harassing the security. People say you had a gun. Somebody in out of the 10 people, you and the 9 others, had a gun. It's a pattern of just bad decisions and stupid behavior all involving or possibly involving a gun. Like, at what point do you step in and, like, yo, I got to do something to protect my investment, my employee, my child, somebody I care about from doing dumb stuff and going down a path where they're going to end up in jail or dead or on trial for murder. I mean, could be Young Dolph or you could be Ray Lewis. But that's the path.
Ray Lewis
was a
murderer.
What's that?
Ray Lewis was a murderer.
You said he wasn't?
He was.
Exactly. So do I want Max, he's a Supermax player, a Supermax investment on trial for murder? Is he going to get off like Ray Lewis did? Maybe, maybe not. Do I want him getting shot outside of a donut store like Young Dolph? At some point, you got to step in and try to send a message and say, yo, we got to cut this out. And you don't learn a message like the one you pay for. Now, you know what? He's being suspended. He's probably still going to get his money. But the time away from the team maybe gets through. If he's not getting paid, maybe that's more of a way for him to get through. Like, yo, we can't keep going. We can't keep acting like this. We can't keep doing this because, one, it's bad for business. Two, it's dangerous to me and the people around me. And hopefully the owner, GM, whoever has control over that, can make it like, yo, if you're not slowing down, if you're not going to stop, we're going to try to do our best to force you to stop.
See, and that's bullshit because they got all this money in the world. If they ain't using this money to stop gun culture in America, don't stop Ja. Don't complain and say that, oh, he's the face of the franchise now. He's not acting in accordance with team rules because he's dancing with a gun when, you know, the people you're voting for and the politics that you support and the candidates
you
support are all for the Second Amendment.
Everything he did could have been in accordance with team rules. That don't mean it's going to stop him from getting shot because the way he acted.
Well,
I'm talking
right
here.
Beach bum. Let me ask you this. How would you respond if that was nephew?
We got to go one at a time.
I'm posing the question to you, Beast Plus.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I said in the beginning, I don't think it's the brightest thing in the world, but I also don't think he should be suspended. I don't think he did anything wrong. I don't think you could not do anything wrong and still do something stupid.
So
just because it's not
illegal
doesn't mean
right?
It's not wrong.
No, well, I would say this, right? If he didn't have all those accusations against him and then he was just having fun waving a gun, it would be a different story. It would literally be a different story. But it's multiple outlets and everything, media and articles or police investigations talking about that. Yeah, I mean, he threatened somebody with a gun multiple times. And then it comes at the timely matter that he posted a gun waving it around on his social media. I don't think that's smart. I mean, I don't even think waving a gun around on your social media is smart, too. But, I mean, it just comes at the untimely, whatever it is, after you've been accused of all this shit.
Okay, let me ask y'all this, because we got to get to Chris Rock. We only got 40 minutes left. Yo, man, time goes fast. I think we could talk about this. I mean, we could talk about this all night because there's so many different aspects. I mean, you know, I respect all y'all opinions, even though I don't agree with y'all. But let me just ask real quick, and then we get to Chris Rock. John Bones Jones, who just fought for some UFC weight title the other day, always posts on his video him shooting pigs out of helicopters with machine guns. Does anybody see anything wrong with that?
Hunting? No.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
That's a form of hunting. That's the worst form of hunting, but it is hunting.
I can understand because Black Rambo, I follow Black Rambo on Instagram, and he does the same thing with Abigail, too.
So do y'all have
a problem with that? I don't like it. I don't like shooting animals and shit like that because, yeah, I mean, I don't. But, I mean, if it's legal hunting, I have a problem with that.
But if Ja didn't do anything illegal, why do y'all have a problem with that, with what he did?
I have a problem with Ja Morant after all the shit that happened in the media that he's being accused of.
Yeah.
Decide 2 weeks later of posting that shit. That's the problem I have. That's my problem.
It does seem like a bad pattern of behavior. So I completely understand that.
Yeah, it's not about the legality of it. It is the behavior overall. I mean, hunting, even though I don't even know if you call that hunting, but yeah, hunting pigs, that's cool. You got three and a half, possibly four incidents of threatening people or brandishing a gun in public. I mean, they're both guns, but those are not the same type of situations.
Well, he shouldn't have took his iPhone, y'all. Shouldn't have took Sean Kemp's iPhone. All right. We got to move on to Chris Rock, man, or we're calling it Chris Flop. So Chris Rock finally addresses the Will Smith situation in his new Netflix special that just aired this Saturday. He only did about 10 minutes out of 50 minutes. So first, I just want to get everybody's opinion of the show. Hey, we got Brother Bentley on the line. Brother Bentley, good to have you on. Hey, we're going to go around real quick. Let's get your opinions. New York, did you see the Chris Rock special, and what did you think?
I didn't see the Chris Rock special, but I seen a clip where he was going off, and I still think he a bitch. But I think it was creative in his way to not talk about it until his special, so it could actually bring more viewers and more more revenue to his platform. I think that was smart of him to do. But I think for him to hold off that long and then all of a sudden just talk about it, he a bitch for that. Like, honestly, you got smacked. It is what it is. Everybody gets smacked up, everybody. You can't win all your fights. Everybody gets smacked up. Be like, come on, bro. You a bitch. You talking about it after the fact, later on down the line. Nobody even care no more, bro. You get smacked. Just go about your day and do your shit that you got to do, bro.
You say Chris Rock's a bitch for it? That's an interesting take. Okay. Okay. Hope, did you watch the special? What did you think?
I mean, the special itself, I thought there was 20 parts. Like, it was in and out. I felt like he was trying hard. But the Will Smith part was hilarious, yo. Because, I mean, if you watched it, like, Chris admitted, like, yo, of all people you going to smack, like, you smack me? Like, I'm not tough. Like, why smack me of all the people? Like, the whole bit was hilarious when the man talked about, he got interviewed about how do you feel that I just sucked another dude's dick and passed him in the mic. Like, it was hilarious. Like, I thought it was well done. Like, you knew he wasn't going to say nothing until he dropped the comedy special on it. So I thought it was hilarious. Like, that's, he gets paid to be on stage and to crack the jokes then. Like, if he cracks the jokes on Twitter, like, you don't get paid for that. Like, you got to do it when you get paid for it. So I thought it was hilarious. That part was absolutely hilarious, especially where he kept calling the man a bitch. Like, I just thought it was hilarious because, I mean, when you look at the Will Smith move, I'm like, yeah, that's a bitch move. Like, that's not tough. Like, so I thought it was hilarious.
Okay. Brother Bentley, what did you think of the Chris Rock special? Did you see it?
I watched it twice because the first time I couldn't get into it, but the second time I really caught it, and I agree that I think he handled it correct. His point was taken that Will Smith does movies with his shirt off. He's like, I've never taken my shirt off in any movie. So it's like that just speaks to how my physique is. And, you know, it really was a bitch-ass move by Will. Everybody used to talk about him and Jada and their fucking sexual escapades and how she was fucking her son's friend. And she's a bitch, too. Like Chris Rock said, she's a fucking bitch. You know, fuck all of them. You know, at the end of the day, I thought Will was a good actor. But on a man level, you definitely lost a lot of points doing that on national TV. And I think Chris Rock said it best. He was taught better not to fight in front of white people. Black men don't fight in front of white people. That just makes us look bad as a culture.
All right. Blur, what you got?
Oh, yeah. I hate to say 2 points on this again. But, yeah, I see it in two different ways. Overall, just the overall special, not bad. Not bad. It was like a 55 out of 10, in my, maybe 6 out of 10. I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10 because I really enjoyed the Will Smith part of it. It was weird about 45 minutes into the show. I'm like, I know this is only an hour special. Like, is he going to pull a move and not talk about it at all? Like, that would be fucked up because he knows that's what everybody's here for. Then it was like, oh, okay, I see he started it. He's going to wait to the very – this is going to be how he's going to end the show. So I like that. Everything else before that was cool. Some funny parts, some not-so-funny stuff. It's kind of the same way I felt about the Cat Williams last stand-up where it's like he's telling jokes that are funny, but they're old because people on social media, on Instagram and on Twitter and on YouTube have been telling jokes about this subject all this time. So Meghan Markle, yeah, those funny stuff, but we heard it. We heard it all. Like, that, I'd even, not the exact same joke, but almost the exact same joke from at least 3 Instagram comics. So, yeah, it's just like a little bit too late, which seems tough for anybody who's going to do a comedy special, but, you know, this is what you chose to do, so you got to figure out a way to make yours stand out from the other people. The Will Smith stuff, like, I liked it. I feel like, it was spot on. I do feel like it was rushed, though. I feel like it was rushed. Like looking at him. And I know he recently came out like a couple years ago and say he's on that, he got Asperger's or something. He's something on the spectrum where like he can't like read faces or something. And maybe I'm seeing that in his performance. Like he looks like he's unsure. Like he's looking like not really sure if the jokes are landing or if they're funny. And maybe he's always had that look on his face when telling his jokes and I'm just now noticing it. But it looked like he was like, and again, he just got slapped on stage. So maybe he's going to always be unsettled on stage. Maybe he's always going to be uncomfortable on stage, which is a fucked up thing, a position to be for a comedian, but maybe he's just going to be uncomfortable. But he looked uncomfortable. And I really think it is because, like, he's not over this. He is still dealing with this. And I really don't think he's ready to joke about it. Like, this was more of, like, just getting it out. I don't think he's ready to like, really, really tell jokes and start laughing at this stuff. So I don't know if he was trying to be funny. I found it funny. I think it was him trying to make light but also he was trying to, like, I'm going to roast Will Smith. This is going to be me getting at this nigga, and I'm going to get at him. So the jokes and the punchlines really came second, but he called his wife a bitch, talked about his kids, talked about him. I liked it. I liked all that. Like, I mean, I really didn't like the, hey, I had parents and I was told not to fight in front of white people. I looked up. I was actually, like, texting somebody on my phone when he said that. I heard people cheering. I'm like, wait, that was it? That's the closing joke? Like, I didn't really like that part of it because, one, I don't agree with that. And, two, I just really didn't think that's the way you end a comedy special. But that whole Will Smith slap segment, I think, was spot on because he pointed out how hypocritical he was, how it was a bitch move for him to slap him after all the people who talked about you and your wife, you went up on they face and did interviews. But then you slapped me. And I ain't even say nothing about y'all. So, yeah, I think for somebody who disrespected him, he disrespected him back in jest. And I think he gave Will Smith a reason. Like, normally I think if Chris Rock had said this to anybody else who didn't put hands on him first, I'm like, yo, you got to go see that man. Now it's a reason to go put hands on him or you got to respond. Will Smith technically can't respond at this point. He already apologized and said he was wrong. So I was like, all right, yeah, that nigga disrespected you. You disrespected him and his whole family right back. I liked it.
Okay. It's kind of in a mixed bag. It's one of those things where I thought I got to see two or three more times to really get it. I thought, okay, it's a special. It's one of the most hyped specials of all time. What do you get, $46 million for an hour's worth of work? Like,
that's not true, though. I mean, I see a lot of people saying that he got $40 million for both specials. So technically, this one was only 20 because Tambourine was the first one.
So he got $20 million for an hour's worth of work.
And not like making a fucking movie where they got to do weeks and weeks. That's fucking great for 1 hour. That's terrific.
I thought that the special. I looked at it in the sense of, you know, Bigger and Blacker was his crowning achievement, right? And between that and then he dropped the CDs after, like, that's when Chris Rock was on top of the world. He hasn't had a special to rival that piece of work since then, in my opinion. He's had moments of greatness, but he hasn't had a compilation of an entire hour and a half material worth of work that was absolutely hilarious. But what I did, the first thing I noticed was we don't give Chris Rock props enough for inventing that. Like, there's no one else that sounds like Chris Rock, unless I'm missing it. Like, Chris Rock really is his own style of comedy. Now, the type of jokes you're telling is you know, the formula that's used is similar to a lot of, but the pace and the cadence of it, like, it's really is crazy how Chris Rock has his own style. Now, the actual joke part of it, I thought was all right. Like, I thought it was okay. Again, just like y'all, I echo your sentiments where, you know, there were some funny moments. There were some moments where I felt like it was just a little, like Blair said, it felt like it was a little rushed. It felt like he was trying to get through the special and not letting the jokes sit. And I feel like because he's been on tour, and that's the other thing, somebody would have to tell me who's seen him on tour, were any of these jokes the same? Because I feel like this wasn't material he practiced in front of people a lot. So it's like when you get up and you have a speech in front of class and you start going faster than you would where you're reading your mind. Now, to get to the Will Smith stuff, we knew it was coming. I've been on record saying that I didn't have a problem with Will Smith smacking Chris Rock. I thought it was an overreaction, but I didn't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with what Chris Rock did here either. When you're in the public and Will Smith decides to take matters in his own hands, you're going to have to accept what comes with it. I do think that Chris Rock should have, I agree with y'all in the sense that Chris Rock should have probably waited another year and a half, because I think he missed an opportunity to really embrace and joke on the moment that happened. This special seemed like he was just angry and venting. It didn't seem like it was great jokes or well thought out jokes. It just seemed like it was more like, yo, can y'all believe this motherfucker really slapped me with the Oscars? And he ain't really mad at me. So I thought he missed a great opportunity to really think about all the different factors that went into the situation and all the factors that happened within the situation, and didn't really create some good laughing moments out of it. And I think you're right. I think it's just because he's still angry, and I don't think he's over it. And I don't think he should have did a special until he was over it. I know everybody wanted to hear from him, and he could have said some angry stuff, but I honestly feel like if Chris Rock does a special in another 2 years and he brings this up again, it'll be funnier because he'll probably be over it, because it ain't that big of it. Like I said, it ain't – getting slapped ain't that big of a deal. I know it's embarrassing. I know as men we're not supposed to. It's the ultimate disrespect, which I think is the dumbest shit in the world. But, you know, I just don't think that Chris Rock hit this one out the park. And he had an opportunity where all the eyes were on him. And he could have took it, like, he could have waited 3 years to say something, and we all still would have ran to it. I think he should have took more time to really get together with people, come up with some material to knock this out, and I think he missed the mark.
I think somebody said something that I think is pretty critical, that shit is all over social media now, and to me, comedians are not as funny as they used to be, because after you've made it and have money, it's not funny anymore. Your struggle is not the same. And that's where a lot of the comedy comes from, is because that people can relate to the struggles that most comedians have. But they're just not as funny anymore. But the great ones like Eddie Murphy and Dave Chappelle can find ways to relate to people still. And I just think that he's lost it now. He doesn't have that ability to relate.
I just wanted to make a Coming to America tea joke, but it's all right. Go ahead. Who's talking, Blur?
Yeah, I agree completely. In fact, that's what I always say. People pass their prime, and it's essentially like they've made enough money, and it's because I always point to Ellen's last stand-up that she wouldn't – Netflix has been giving all the old comedians the bag, everybody except for Monique, of course, the bag to get up there and strike, because they're going to bring in audiences, which, again, I think 3 years might be too much. I think – Chris Rock has a following that if he does a special, people are always going to come and see it. But 3 years might have been too long. But Ellen's last stand-up, it was called Unrelatable. Because once you make it to a certain amount of money, you just don't relate to the common person anymore. And Chris Rock, Ellen DeGeneres, Seinfeld, Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle to an extent, like – they don't live normal lives, and their life just doesn't relate. They just can't relate to the common man, so their perspective on things is just, it's only another way to put it, is unrelatable. And so they have to try to thread that needle of talking about everyday things and making it funny. But, like, Ellen did it. I point to Ellen because she was the first person, I think, who actually just came out and said it, like, yo, I don't live like y'all live. I can't relate to the price of eggs going up. I don't know how much egg costs. Like, it doesn't affect me. I can't relate to being locked down because my house is blocks big. Like, I was on lockdown and didn't know it. Somebody got lost in my house for 5 weeks because they couldn't figure the way out. Like, it was like when you're unrelatable, so you're just not as funny. Add on top of that people are having constant daily comedians right in front of them. Like, Kev on stage did the chicken wing and the chicken breast thing like a year and a half before Cat Williams. The dude from Baltimore, the big black dude, he did the joke with Meghan Markle, like right after the Oprah thing, like almost word for word from what Chris Rock did. So it's like, It's not that you guys aren't funny, but you're trying to talk about stuff that we've heard. Like, people are putting out the same level of content daily. The only way they could do it, and Marlon Wayans put out a special like last week on HBO or HBO Max, depending on how you watch it. It's an hour long. He's been the whole hour on the Chris Rock, Will Smith slap. Like, Chris Rock gave you 10 minutes. Marlon Wayans gave you an hour of it. And it was funny. I think I laughed almost for the whole time. And I don't really think Marlon Wayans is all that great. But he did. He made it personal. Like, he just didn't necessarily say things that we haven't heard before. But it was personal to him. And it was from his, like, unique perspective. Like, no one's going to talk about Chris Rock stealing a park from them at 10 years old. Marlon Wayans did. Because apparently Marlon Wayans was supposed to be the "Can I Have a Rib?" the one rib dude. And I'm going to get you, sucker. So he tells that story. And while he was like, I knew somebody was going to get that nigga back for me. And, like, he keeps bringing it back to that, which makes it funny, even though, like, we had mad jokes. We had mad jokes about the slap. We had mad jokes about the entanglement. But he's talking about, hey, yo, I had the biggest crush on Jada. Like, I thought me and her was going to be together. She called me, like, yo, let's take this relationship to the next level. I ran over there without drawers on, thinking about to get it in. This nigga Will Smith sitting on the couch, she want to introduce me to him. Like, stuff like that. We can't get nowhere else but from you. So it's rough for comedians, but you got to figure out a way to make your stuff stand out from everyone else if you're going to be talking about the same stuff that everyone else is talking about.
Yeah, which is why I say that if none of y'all have seen it, go check out that Neil Brennan comedy special on Netflix. I thought it was absolutely genius. I got my cousin Sherlock in the building. Sherlock, what you think of the Chris Rock special?
You know, the first time I watched it, couldn't wait to get to the end. I wanted to hear something about Will Smith, yeah. And I wasn't paying much attention to what he said in the beginning, but I watched it again, and I thought he was genius. I think he hit everything on point. Yes, he was emotional. Yeah, he got slapped on the stage of the Grammys. Come on, let's get real. And I thought the fact that he brought up that Jada asked him to leave his job as the host of whatever show that Will didn't get an award for early on. I thought he was real. I thought he was relevant. And I don't know if it's because I'm near his age, but you know what? For him in 1986, and he was whack. But I've seen him since then, and he puts the work in, and I thought he did a fabulous job, and that's what I really think.
Okay, that's interesting. I appreciate
your
opinion.
I thought he did a fabulous job. I thought he, wait for what? What am I waiting another year for? I think he was a gentleman and waiting as long as he did. And I thought, and I loved the fact. I love the fact that he sat there and he said, you will not see me or Oprah or Gail sitting there crying, I will slap me. Because the average person in this America would have been on TV by now, interviewed in some private saying, oh, Will slap me. And he meant, I love the fact that he said, look, Will played a shark. I played whatever in the animation. He said, Will, like, look, I'm Pookie. I thought he was transparent and, like, I'm this little guy. And I think he made a very good point. Will took all his anger from that August Alsayda thing up on him, slapping him. I think he was, I love the way he ended it by saying, you know what? I didn't do nothing back because my mother said we don't fight in front of white people. Because guess what? We don't. We're not supposed to take our shit in the street like that. So I thought he revealed a lot about himself in that special. That's it.
See, and I thought all that was critical. Why would you say, I'm not going to go on Oprah, you ain't going to see me cry? But
because
you,
the average person would. And the average person would have been flushed to do that. And he did it. He rose above.
You got to hear me out.
And he got 40 million.
Because you got to hear me out.
I'm sorry, what? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I love it, miss you. Hey, but you can't say, yo, I'm not going to go on Oprah and claim victim and then do an hour-long special complaint.
complaining about how you got
it. He didn't complain the whole time. He talked about a whole lot of stuff. He talked about his kids in private school and he getting kicked out. And he talked about his mother going to a veterinarian to get her teeth pulled, still alive. He talked about a lot of things, a lot of things. And he, you know, and I thought that was genius. I thought it was genius. He didn't talk about
Will. Don't say you're a victim and then call somebody Shook Smith.
Did he say he was a victim?
Yeah, he said he wasn't a victim. That's why he wasn't going to be on Oprah.
Well,
but we
were acting like it, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen,
he can't go, like, don't.
I think he rose above it considering he got.
Hold on.
We think these people above the law.
Hold on, cuz. You just got here.
Go ahead,
We got to go back and forth. You got to listen to me for a second. Because I love your face, but you got to hear me out. You can't get on there and call Jada Pinkett a bitch a bunch of times, call Will Smith a bitch a bunch of times, and then say, my mama told me we don't fight in front of white people. Because that's what you're doing.
Well,
it's hypocritical.
Well, actually, I thought what he did was, he said everybody called him. He said, I can't see, nobody was listening. Because he said, I can't see why two intelligent people, he called them intelligent people, would do X, Y, and Z. And he said, when Charlamagne called him a bitch, and you're right, it was subtle. And this one called him a bitch. He said, I wanted to call him and say, I'm sorry that happened to you, nigga. But what I didn't see it as, quote, bashing them as much as being more transparent as far as what his position in the game was.
He said, and he also said he respected Will and his work and his acting for so many years.
Right.
And it really showed his humility. And Will Smith did take a big role, and he let his dirty ass wife interview him about their whole entanglement shit. Like, you ain't gonna fucking have me on TV talking about how you done fucked me over. No way, no how, ma'am. No way. Get your lawyer ready. He's really silly.
But at the end of the day, that's him. If that's between him and his wife, and I understand that's put out to the public like that. But at the end of the day, you talking about it on an award show. At the end of the day, we're not making excuses for Chris Rock. Like, he can show humility all he wants. He's just gonna embarrass that nigga right there before he gets an award. We not making excuses for it. He got slapped up. It's a slap. At the end of the day, you can get punched up, knocked out. At the end of the day, you a man. Everybody goes through that, bro. Like, come on, bro. You got slapped up. Deal with it, bro. You ain't retaliate. You ain't do nothing. All you did was talk shit back. Okay, you did that. You did that in a money move. That's good. That's good for you. That's good for your viewing. You did the right thing that you was doing for you and your family. You made money for your family. You got the viewership for your family. Now you can feed your family. That's good. We're not even talking about that. But you got slapped up like a bitch at the end of the day, and you ain't do nothing. Of course. I mean, niggas do that all the time, bro. You don't hold that in and just, like, totally. I mean, you can, like Chris Rock did. I mean, he made his money work for him. Of course, that's a smart move for him. But at the end of the day, if Chris Rock was a regular nigga on the street, yeah, you know I mean, you get slapped up about some shit that you talking about, and you ain't do nothing about it, you got to eat that, bro. You got to eat that. I'm not sitting up here making excuses for the nigga. I'm not.
New York is hot. We'll give the kids this much passion out in New York. Yeah, he must have popped the ball on Henny tonight. But
I mean, we talked about this when it first happened. I do want to say,
go ahead, boy.
No one's making excuses for Chris Rock, except for he didn't embarrass Will Smith. That joke didn't embarrass Will Smith. It shouldn't really embarrass Jada. Again, can't really tell nobody how they're going to feel, but that joke wasn't meant to embarrass anybody, either one of them. And he did get slapped up. And the difference between him and the regular nigga on the block, he didn't get smacked up in front of the entire world. And then having the person who do it go sit back down with no repercussions and get a standing ovation 5 minutes later.
You can't say that because everything is put on the world, the internet now. You can get slapped up, but you can get put on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and everybody's talking about you with 3 million views. You can't say that in this world right here. Because that's exactly what happened.
I want to know what joke wasn't supposed to be. Would you say, Blur, offensive or...
I said he wasn't what trying to embarrass anybody by saying, hey, Jada, you look like you could be in G.I. Jane, too. How is that embarrassing Will Smith? How is that embarrassing Jada? She knows she looks like she could be in G.I. Jane, too, because she had the bald head,
that?
Just like the star of the person who was in G.I. Jane.
How about that?
You can't tell nobody how to be embarrassed.
That's exactly what I said. I said you can't tell nobody
you know
how they're going to feel, but that joke wasn't meant to embarrass anybody because it's so surface
it's
level. It's so right there. Hey, person with a bald head.
You know
what? Like that person with a bald head. Like, that's not embarrassing. Yes, I know
everybody
with that person with a bald head.
You know the problem, I think? You know what I think the problem was that moment? She went there like it was her show. She went there like she was getting ready. If you look at some of the clips on Jada preparing for that event and the earrings, how expensive they were, and her outfit, all this stuff, she sat there like she was the Queen of England. Like, she came there to get an award her damn self. So when he said anything, boo, he just went, boo, and she went and went, ah! She thought it was about
Look,
her.
Look, I'm not here for the Jada slander. Look, she ain't say
I'm
nothing.
Not
and
her.
She ain't
I'm not
do
slamming
nothing.
Her. I'm just identifying
but we can't
what she
blame
did.
Her. You can't blame
her. I'm not
her
blaming
in any
her.
Of
I'm identifying what she did that evening. She came and
she
spent
ain't do nothing.
$1 billion on the Okay, if you say
All
so.
All of them had a $1 billion outfit on. It's the Oscars.
She took it real personal when Will didn't get the that. Oh,
we don't know how she took it. She ain't said nothing.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying, look, I'm just saying, I'm all for firing up Chris and Will, but we can't, look, Jada definitely felt like she probably gave Will the look, but we can't blame her for nothing. All she did was get her groove back. You know, maybe Will was holding out on her, and Will, look, I watched the whole Nat Geo special of Will Smith walking around a volcano. Maybe he wasn't giving her the pipe and she wanted to get her groove back. Like, we didn't get bad when Stella went to Jamaica and got with the under 18 Jamaican dude. When I can't believe Taye Diggs played the Jamaican dude. We got to revisit that movie one day and have a serious conversation. But, like, Jada ain't do nothing but get her boots smoked.
And then interview the homie?
Like, I mean,
like,
look.
We're going to stop acting like Jada is blameless. Well, she got on TV and questioned. She been crying on the interview. Well, stop it, bro.
Yo, that's
like,
his
come
fault,
on,
you know?
He didn't have to go.
Yo,
that's
they just get cheated on every day,
his
see?
But she wasn't
like
a part
Will
of it?
Smith wasn't out here smacking down cheeks.
But she wasn't a part Probably of it now? That's what you're saying? Like, she's blameless, but he's all to blame? Come on, B. You're doing too much.
No,
right
I don't
now.
Think anybody's to blame. Well, I think Chris Rock is to blame for this entire situation because all he'd had to do was say a joke about somebody else.
Hold up. The man who got slapped
talking about you, but...
is blame. He's the only person. The man who got slapped is the only person with blame.
Yeah, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. I think Will was pretty clear about why he got smacked. I don't think there was any discussion on why he got slapped.
I mean, it's one of my favorite lines of all time. You know that.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
And they still quoting it.
Because if Chris Rock said a joke about Will Smith, Will Smith would smack him, or he'd have been like, "Nah, you good."
Probably wouldn't have done that.
Like, because it's his wife's name out your fucking mouth. But, like, my name is cool.
She got an attitude. She been had an attitude since she was Charlene or whatever she was on The Real World or something. What new, different world, whatever, the TV show she was on. She just got an attitude. I'm not mad at her if that's who she is. She knows who she is.
And look, I like what Jada Pinkett on Different World. I just started watching Different World. DJ C. Siren made me start watching it. Really good show.
Been walking around with the attitude.
You just started watching
the whole time that she's been in the public spotlight.
Yeah, I didn't know they had a whole sitcom.
For a second.
Yeah, I didn't know they had a whole sitcom.
Ever watched Different World until 2023?
I watch like an episode here and there, but I never got into it. Like my dad made me watch the racist episode when the dude sprayed nigger on Ron's car. So I watched that one.
Yeah, at the football.
But game. I didn't know they got married. Kadeem Hardison and Whitley.
Jasmine Guy.
Whitley, yeah, he was right.
Well, he said
I think Chris Rock, this is where I do think Chris Rock has some blame. You have to know who don't fuck with you. I do think that. He may not have realized that they, or at least Jada, wasn't fucking with him. And a lot of people point out to the whole fact, which again, this is why he couldn't wait any longer, because people have been talking about, hey, this all started when you didn't stepped down from hosting the Oscar when she didn't ask you to, and then you made a joke about it. It didn't go back farther than that, because when he had his talk show, I think on HBO, he did some bad jokes, not on her, but she was a guest, and apparently she didn't like the way he was treated, but a lot of people didn't like the way he treated black women on his show, which there's people out there who says he had a problem with black women. I don't know if that's true or not. He had a black wife. He did a show about black hair, but apparently he hasn't treated other black women the best, like when he had that show. And, like, he ain't really treat her the best. So, all right, me and you got bad history. I can understand. I don't fuck with you. So anything you say about me, jokingly or not, I ain't going to fuck with. That said, he wasn't the first person to make a joke about her that night.
Now, go ahead and finish, Blur. DJ C. Siren wants to know when he had a black wife. But go ahead and finish your thought.
I thought his wife was, like, half black.
Whose wife?
Dave Chappelle got a Chinese wife for Asian.
I know Chris. Ex-wife is Asian too.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought he was black and Asian.
He's half black. Okay. Hey, I'm just amazed that Chris Rock calls like Will Smith some big dude. I just looked up the height and weight of Will Smith. Yo, we need to go to Hollywood and start bullying people, yo. Yo, how big do y'all think Will Smith is? No,
like height, just height.
What's the biggest height and weight is?
5'8".
He's like 5'8", like 160, 170. He's not a big dude.
190.
Would you say Sherlock?
I said he's probably about 6 foot, 180. But
Quince
is a tall-ass guy.
I think Will Smith once.
He's a little guy. He played Pookie. Will say Muhammad Ali.
No, I'm saying how big he is. Go ahead, Blur.
No, I'm saying my brother, who is about 6'2", 6'3", maybe, I don't know if he's shrunk as he got older, has a picture of Will Smith, and they're about eye to eye, so I would say he's about 6'2", 6'3".
What's the weight?
I don't know. Weight goes up and down. I remember, like, they talked about his weight when he was playing Ali. He was a little bit heavier then, but, I mean, people's weight go up and down, so I think when he was playing Ali, he was, like, mid-2-somethings.
Yeah.
195 to 25.
They said when Will Smith was playing Ali, his height and weight was 6'1", 217. Yo, I would body that man, yo.
Rock is a small guy.
Oh, yeah. I understand. Like,
Chris is 5'10", and about, I mean, come on, he's a lightweight.
Wait.
Ain't no lightweight. He's supposed to be from Brooklyn. Like, no, ain't no lightweight. Somebody run up on you. He's supposed to catch that.
And 170 pounds.
I'm not trying to hear all
he's
that.
I've seen him before. He's a little guy.
The truth comes out. That's why New York got a problem with this nigga is disrespecting Brooklyn with his actions. I get it, Dale. I get it.
No, exactly, 100%. If you was back then watching the Smack DVDs, you know New York and Philly used to go to war on a battle tip, right? How Philly come up on the stage and smack you in your face? You supposed to be from Crown Heights. Oh, you were what, Crown Heights or from the side? Nah, you going to let a Philly nigga smack you in the face? No, he not from here. He not from here. Revoke that. Hey. Revoke that. Now he going to cry? Yeah, he pooky forever in my eyes. He pooky. Now he going to talk about it a couple of months later? Nah.
Yo,
everybody hates Chris.
Everybody hates Chris. Hove, go ahead. I got one quick joke, but I knew Chris Rock's special was gonna be mid when he had them shoes on. Go look at Chris Rock's shoes in the special.
Yo, I just wanted to see if anybody heard about Tiger Woods recently.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. He got sexual harassment charges, but it's a little deep.
No,
what happened?
The ex-girlfriend? You didn't hear about the ex-girlfriend?
The $30 million? I heard about it.
Bro, so the man wanted her out. So he said they was booking a vacation, took her to the airport, dropped her off, and bounced, yo, and kicked her out the crib, yo, and now she's suing him for $30 million.
Hold on.
Yo, that was the funniest thing I've ever heard, yo.
He said, swag. Hold on. What happened with the 20 or 30 mil? That's how he gave it to her?
No, she's suing him for it.
His wife?
For kicking him out.
He kicked her out. Wouldn't let her back in the house. Once he dropped her off, he wouldn't let her back in the house.
But they're not married, though, right?
What are we talking about?
Nah, they're not married. But he had her sign a non-disclosure waive before she can even sue him.
What? But what is she suing him for?
Who's
kicking her out the house? I guess she lived there.
Chris is kicked. His wife is suing
No,
him?
Tiger Woods. What? Tiger Woods, not Chris Rock.
We on to Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I would love to be at that airport because, like, did he say, like, because you know they have a driver, so you know, like, were they both in the back seat? And then, like, she opened the door to get out. And he was like, all right, you about to get the bags? And the driver's like, yeah, I get them. And he's like, all right, babe, I'm going to come out on your side. And he, like, made her get out first. And he shut the door and was like, get out of here. Get out the way, bitch. And, like, told him to drive off. But they had, like, one of the police guards there that won't let you speed in the airport. So, like, I wonder if she was, like, chasing the car and, like, hitting on the side because he can only drive 5 miles per hour until he got away from the terminal. That's got to be in a movie somehow. Because you know he couldn't get away fast.
Has to be.
Oh, we got to get back to that, man. It's been a good show tonight. We got to get out of here, man. What interesting topics, man. I feel like we could talk about, man, I feel like we could talk about Chris Rock and Ja Morant for another hour apiece, man. But I appreciate y'all calling. I appreciate y'all comments. I appreciate y'all thoughts. Thanks for cheering me up again. Had an uncle die. Shout out to everybody that passed away. May God bless y'all. Thanks for cheering me up. Keep my family in y'all prayers. I keep my family in y'all prayers. We're going to get out of here, man. DJ C. Siren, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Have a good evening. Good night.
Sherlock, anything you want to say to the people before we get out of here?
Thanks for your time. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, you got to call in more often. It's good hearing your voice again, cuz. Miss you.
Okay.
Hove, you got anything to say?
Hey, word to Ja Morant, yo. Don't be dumb.
Blur, what you got?
Where Brooklyn at? That's what I got, man. Shout out to my favorite Brooklyn Knight, Chris Rock, man. Holding it down for the entire borough. Bed-Stuy, representing just like Chris Rock.
Hey, the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th, yo. Shout out to Biggie. I forgot to play some Biggie music earlier. New York, floor is yours.
Yeah, shout out to Biggie, but Chris Rock, I don't know, you know what I mean? Just like John Witherspoon said, you know what I mean?
You win some, you lose some, but you live to fight another day. Don't talk shit about somebody, bro. Don't talk shit about somebody. You got open hand smack, bro. You embarrassed. Now you going on a little tirade, and then, you know what I mean, you talk about everybody and their family, you know what I mean. You got smacked by one person. Now you talk about their family. What makes you think their whole family not going to smack on you? What about Will Smith's son? What about Will Smith? What about Willow? Willow, whip your head back and forth. She might smack you with her braids, you know what I mean? Other than that, you know what I mean, stay cool, stay vigilant. Other than that, you know what I mean, stay safe out here. Don't talk shit about nobody's family, nobody's wife, nobody in any type of form. Talk about what you're doing in your life and big up yourself. Other than that, I look forward to the next conversation.
Absolutely, man. Great hair from Mario, man. And we get together next week. Same time, same place.
Yeah, you can't get beat up by this. He's a blonde ball.
So they all got out. Who got Will Smith smacked up, bro? I mean, Chris Rock.